This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. It covers a wide variety of guests and topics. If you have any comments or suggestions for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Welcome to Faith in Action. My name is Corky Aiken. I am sitting in for Jim Ganley, who with his wife Sharon is on a well-deserved vacation right here on Production Time. So across from me is Gordon Smith, the GM here at the Catholic Radio Indy, and Bridget Ayer sitting around a corner here on my left.
Hello, hello.
So we're going to be talking today with some of the sponsors of our latest golf outing. All right, Bridget, so we've got a guest on the phone already. Who is our first victim today?
Joining us by phone is our guest, Joseph Tomasian, who is the owner of the Oak Standard. And he is also, you might be familiar with his voice, he is a co-host for the Catholic Cave, which is on, when does that air? I can't remember.
Occasionally.
We can't bring it up, but it's on weekly show. So
no more tough questions.
Welcome, Joseph. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, my pleasure. It's good to be here.
And also a big sponsor for our recent golf outing. We just want to thank you for that, for sharing your time, talent, and treasure with us. But tell us a little bit about tell us a little bit about your business, Joseph.
Yeah, the Oak Standard. So we are a residential builder, remodeler, renovator, and we've been active as a company for 3 years. But I've been in the industry for the past, going on, I'd say, 12 years or so. There's a precedent of Josephs who are carpenters, theologically speaking. So, you know, I figure it's not a bad field to get into.
Well, it's interesting that you have a very interesting background in that I believe you have a doctorate in divinity or ministry and you're a teacher. Tell us about that. Tell us about your background a little bit.
Yeah. So I worked for the church for a number of years and was a seminarian as well at one point in my life, and decided when I went into seminary, I was going to give back the gifts that God gave me, and that is I particularly have a knack for teaching, and so I taught at the high school and university level for a fair number of years. And worked for the church in various capacities throughout the Archdiocese and the Diocese of Lafayette as well. I found myself with many mouths to feed, and so had to shift gears a little bit. And this is the direction that the Lord led me, and it's been an amazing ride. And you know, when I started the company, it was, all right, Lord, this is where you brought me, so this is all for you.
Well, you call it's the Oak Standard. Is there any kind of significance to the name that you chose for your business?
Yes, there is, actually. There's what I put on my website, and then there's the actual story. And it comes down to this. In a dream, I guess you could say, I was seeking what the Lord wanted me to do after teaching. I was, I think I put out 70 to 80 CVs in various locations without a single callback. Praying, Lord, where is it you want me to be? Where do you want me to plant my roots? And the Lord said to me, you're an oak. Wherever you plant your roots, they'll go deep. You're going to be a bulwark for the faith. And so, the Oak Standard is a flag or a staff. I am the Oak Standard, and so the Oak Standard is the standard by which I present myself as a disciple of Christ.
And you know, it's really great that, you know, we have so many people that are Catholic that are working in the secular field. I mean, we can't all be working in the church, so to speak, you know, like as an employee or maybe employee Catholic Radio or whatever. Most of us are out there doing jobs in the secular world, and that's where we can really be effective as witnesses in how we do our work and how we react and interact with people with kindness and love. Talk about that.
It's funny you say that. One of the commonalities of this conversation is I find myself doing more ministry not working for the church than I did actually working for the church. Not because there wasn't ample opportunity, but you know, when you're in the church, there's lots of like-minded people, and when you're outside of the church, there's just more of an opportunity to see the woundedness and brokenness. Not that that doesn't exist in the church, but it exists in a particular way outside of the church. And so, you know, I find myself being able to minister to my brothers who are the tradesmen, my clients, you know, the homeowners, who are having a difficult time, because if anybody's ever done a renovation or a build on their house, construction is stressful, mm-hmm. and it's stressful on the marriage, it's stressful in the environment in which one lives, and so there's lots of opportunity for me to be that pastoral presence, even without mentioning the Gospels or the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and you know, it's just amazing how hungry people are. And you know, we've all talked to people here, you know, through Catholic Radio Indy and Faith in Action and our various shows that we do, that people that are maybe not Catholic, they are so hungry for the truth. They're like, when there's a kind of a initiative called How Can I Pray for You that I think St. Elizabeth Seton's doing and other parishes are doing it, or you just ask someone, "How can I pray for you?" And people, rather than saying, "Oh, go away from me," or "I don't want to," "Don't do that," they're like, they start pouring their heart out, and it's just, yeah. It's just, if we just take that initiative in these secular roles outside, you know, outside the church or in our workplace, it's just amazing the kind of fruit and the work that the Holy Spirit will do. I'm curious if you've kind of, you mentioned that you've kind of encountered that. Do you have any stories along those lines?
You know, people are so hungry for truth, goodness, and beauty, right? And people recognize it, even though they don't realize they recognize it. They're fully attracted to the transcendentals of truth, goodness, and beauty. And so, anytime I'm dealing with clients who are particularly struggling, let's say, in their marriage, or if their external behavior doesn't match their internal presence, when I and my crew, my guys are present, you know, I have very, very strict rules on who I work with, who I allow to represent myself, my family, my company, and because of that, you know, there's not only a lot of characters, but a lot of people with good character, and bringing that into an otherwise broken environment, people see that it's different. You know, when I come into somebody's house, the expertise is always assumed, okay? But what people are getting is the difference of the quality and the characteristics of behavior. You know, we don't act like the stereotypical tradesman perhaps would, and it's taken a long time to sort of come to boil down who is out there and to get that solid team. But when people see us, when we're inside their house, when we're interacting with them, everybody's treated with dignity, right? They're treated as we would Christ. They say, "Hey, working with you, being around you guys, you're different. I don't know what it is." And you know, my brother-in-law, sort of, we smile at each other because we do know what it is. You know, we're Catholic Christians and we're Catholic men who are husbands and fathers who value, you know, who value the teachings of the church and try to exemplify that in public.
And you're an example without saying a word. You know what I mean? You don't even have to say Jesus or anything like that or talk about the church. Mm-hmm. They just see it in your behavior. Before I let you go, what types of things, different types of projects do you do? What are your most common projects or what do you like to do, I suppose, when you do people's homes?
Those are all very different questions.
Sorry.
Do the most obvious one.
I seem to do a lot of kitchens, bathrooms, and basements. I like to do decks. I love rough carpentry. I love problem solving on my feet and being outside and, you know, occasionally swinging the hammer. What we do a lot of and what we're really, really good at and what we're known for is the interior work. We do a lot of builds as well, and I have sort of a laissez-faire attitude when it comes to those kinds of projects because, yeah, we do them, we're good at them, but that doesn't really get me going. What gets me going is framing. I love the smell of the wood. I love the smell of, the saw in the morning. It's just, it's fantastic.
You That's love the I smell like. Of construction in the morning because it smells like victory.
It does. That's right.
Joseph, this is Gordon, and I want to speak to that. I'm bedecked because of you.
And, indeed the deck, you are.
The deck is really working out well. We're going to use it tonight and tomorrow as family are coming into town. But I also want to point out, I had an opportunity to drop something off at your house the other day, and your wife showed me the kitchen that I had seen roughed out several weeks prior about 20 workmen in there and your family all cohabitating at the same time. But that kitchen turned out like a magazine from Construction
Weekly
something house amazing. Beautiful. I have never seen a kitchen quite that cool.
Yep, so my wife is an amazing interior designer, and she's one of the gifts that that we bring to our clients as well.
Well, Joseph, we are out of time. It's so fitting that you like the carpentry work, given your name is Joseph. Joseph Tomasian, owner of the Oak Standard, and we want to thank you so much for your time, talent, and treasure that you give here to Catholic Radio Indy every week on the Catholic Cave, and for being a sponsor for the golf outing. Give us your website one more time.
If you go to theoakstandard.com, or you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook to see our most up-to-date profile of projects recently finished.
All right. Thanks so much, Joseph. God bless you.
Thanks, Joseph.
Thank you.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Since 2013, Joe Tomasian and the Oak Standard have represented quality, integrity, reliability, and a commitment to excellence in home remodeling across Hamilton and Marion counties. Catholic Radio Indy is truly blessed to have Joe and the Oak Standard as generous underwriters. You can see the latest Oak Standard projects on their Facebook page, on their Instagram account, and at theoakstandard.com. The Oak Standard, where quality and reliability are our standards.
The first radio station signed on back in the 1930s. And wow, people could get news without having to wait for the next day's newspaper and hear great entertainment right in their living rooms. But then in the late 40s, television came along. And since it could add visual content, well, that would probably kill off radio. But it didn't. In the 70s, satellite radio, 8-track tapes and cassettes, and the Walkman came along. Surely one of these would kill off radio. But they didn't. Now there's streaming on computers, podcasts, Alexa, and smartphones that put the world at your fingertips. And you know what? Radio is still here. In fact, a recent survey of people aged 18 and up showed that on a monthly basis, radio reached more people than television, including time-shifted TV. And for audio programming, more people than smartphones, PC, Alexa, or tablets. When you support Catholic Radio Indy, you're supporting a powerful tool that has the potential to reach over 1 million people every day with the message of salvation. If you're one of our donors, thank you very much. If you haven't joined our family of donors yet, today would be a good day to do that. Just go to CatholicRadioIndy.org and click on the donate button. That's CatholicRadioIndy.org. And thank you for your support.
Do you like game shows? How about trivia?
You're listening to Catholic Radio, so I assume you're interested in the Catholic Church. Catholic Challenge 2.0 is the newest addition to our programming lineup here on Catholic Radio Indy. A 30-minute quiz show covering almost everything Catholic. Catholic Challenge 2.0 tests your knowledge and teaches at the same time. Check it out every Thursday afternoon at 4:30 right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hello, this is Brian of Marian Investor Coaching, a proud supporter of Catholic Radio Indy. We're up to something different at Marian Investor Coaching. We transform the way families invest for retirement by using sound academic principles, investor coaching, and education. This creates an environment where dreams may become a reality, even in crazy markets. More information is available at 317-888-9465. That's 317-888-9465.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Corky Aiken and I are here with Gordon Smith, and we're talking in this next segment with one of our wonderful board members, Brian Weiss. He is, as I said, a board member, and he is president and CEO of Marian Investor Coaching. And the reason we're talking to him is he was also a sponsor for our recent golf outing. And so this is just kind of a thank you, and how was the event, I guess, Brian?
Oh, thank you for having me. The event was amazing. The golf course was beautiful. Everything went very smoothly. I don't know what could have been improved, honestly. I was very proud to be part of it. And I think everybody, all the staff and volunteers, did a great job as well.
Thank you.
Well, it's funny. We just spoke to Andy Toth just a minute ago, and he was saying that he had a great time, but there was a lot of bad golfing. So I don't know how many people were actual golfers, but you get a mix of people that are golfers. Are you a golfer?
Yes, once a year.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about Marian Investor Coaching. How long have you been in business, and what all do you do?
Yeah, let's not talk about the golf.
I switched off that immediately.
Especially that 19th hole.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Yeah, so Marian Investor Coaching, this is my company. We established, its roots go back to 2003, and we've been helping investors navigate the waters of all this crazy market stuff. The investor coaching aspect that we do is it's really easy to get a bunch of assets or investments together and just go on. And the really hard part is staying disciplined. So first of all, you got to get the right assets or investments together, which we do that through our scientific and academic investing. And then we coach and educate our clients why we need to stay the course and what we're doing in the background to make sure that things work out as we plan. In my history, I have seen investors do more harm to themselves long-term than the market does. And that's just because of bad behavior.
Sure.
Because they're scared. I mean, it's not something intentional. It's our emotions really drive this, and we usually do the wrong thing
in
a bad market.
Yeah, you sell at the wrong time. You don't weather the storm. You bail out, and you've just killed yourself.
Oh, absolutely. That's... I have a client that I actually lost. You can't save everybody.
Right.
In the COVID crash of March 20, the market dropped dramatically. And she talked to a local bank, and they convinced her that they would help her get into something safe and conservative and everything. And not that she was in anything risky, but the initial move cost her dearly, going from the market over to this other investment, which is low risk.
Right.
That cost her because she sold at a very low.
Yeah.
And then the market bounced back, and she devastated.
Sure.
I mean, the amount of losses she had just from her own behavior was just unbelievable. And I tried to help her and coach her through that. And she's a longtime client, but her emotions really got the best of her.
There you go. Now, are you a manager, or are you simply an investment advisor?
I'm an investor coach.
Okay.
So we do invest, and we help our clients put together a portfolio that they're comfortable with the overall risk, even in the bad times like 2008 or the COVID crash, so they can weather the storms. The one thing I like to focus on, it's kind of opposite in this industry. I like to focus on the worst-case scenarios versus look how much we can earn.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can stomach the downside, the good's going to be there.
Sure. That's an opportunistic, contrarian kind of approach. When you can look at the darkest sides and the downsides as when we can do the most good, then the good just kind of happens automatically.
Yeah, and part of our portfolio design and discipline is when the market's down, we're actually rebalancing the portfolio mm-hmm. to its targets. So we're buying things while they're low and
sure.
selling things while they're high.
Yeah, somebody said that a long time ago. Who was
yeah.
that?
It's very easy to say, but extremely hard to do.
Yeah, that's discipline.
Brian, this is Gordon.
Even most intelligent people have a hard time with that concept when they're in the heat of the moment.
Brian, this is Gordon. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I need some coaching here.
Okay.
Tell me what you think and what is, for our audience, what an ESG score is, and why is that important or not important?
Well, one of the things, let's talk about ESG. What is it? It's environment, social, and governance. So basically, it's putting these, like, things in place to determine a score on how a company's behaving in these areas. That goes back to stock picking. So if you're only going to work with companies that are ESG certified or compliant, you're picking these stocks and companies based on something that you're seeking. We believe that stock picking never works, because no one knows who the winners and losers are going to be. And so to pick out these companies, you could actually be shooting yourself in the foot from an investment standpoint, going with these certain companies that have selected this ESG. We will not invest in that manner, because, again, it violates our core. We believe stock picking, market timing, and track record investing do not work as a long-term investment strategy. It's not prudent. It's gambling. And ESG is part of that gambling process in stock picking.
That's really interesting. I appreciate that question, Gordon, because I was not familiar with either of those things, either the question or the answer. So thank you so much. I want to talk a little bit about why you chose Marion as the first name of your business name.
That's a great question. So years ago, I have a good friend, Deacon Steve Hodges. He had a business that was restaurant supply and equipment supply. And the name of his company was Genesis Marketing. And I'm like, what is that have to do with restaurants? He said, that's exactly it. It's a way to evangelize. And I'm like, that's a neat idea. So when we were looking at kind of revamping our name, I said, you know, to my wife, Kathy, I said, you know, Mother Mary, she has been very instrumental in my faith journey through the rosary and my devotion to Mary. And I'm like, how could I honor her for leading me back to her son? So therefore, Marian had to be in the name. So it's not by accident. It is in honor of Our Lady.
Easy enough.
And it's so amazing, you know, how God works, and we all have our own story, but I appreciate you sharing that. And I mean, anyone that's Catholic can relate to Mary. So it's great that, you know, she's our mother. She leads us to Jesus, and you lead people to help them have good investments, right?
Right. And so what's really nice is in our logo, we have it's kind of our version, but it goes back to a very ancient Marian monogram. So there's an A laid over an M for Ave Maria. So we've got that, and it almost looks like a crown in our logo. So that's pretty cool. That's not by accident.
That is pretty cool, and I noticed that right away when I saw your logo. I do want to ask you, before we let you go, that obviously you've shared your time, talent, and treasure with us at Catholic Radio India in a number of ways. Your time as a board member and your treasure as a sponsor over the years and underwriter. Why do you do that? Why is Catholic Radio Indy important to you, and why should it be important to others?
Well, initially, and honestly, I can't remember how long I've been on the board. I think Gordon's been on the board longer than I have, so I'm like right behind him. But initially I started supporting Catholic Radio through underwriting in different ways because I wanted to make sure that Catholic Radio stayed on the radio. And that's still true today. I want to make sure that is still there. The other thing at the same time is I'm probably the worst evangelizer ever. And so this is my way of evangelizing kind of by proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at it from that. But now going further, it's kind of like it's my way of investing in the future of Catholicism and the radio because this is the most prudent investment we can make as a Catholic, I think, because we are passing on our faith to the those that will listen to it. And in today's environment, where else are you going to find the truth?
Amen.
The truth is not being spoken anywhere other than like on Catholic media. And so it's a very much needed media and outlet. So we got to do whatever we can as Catholics to make sure it continues.
Amen. In fact, Gordon Corky and I were talking about that very thing before we got started here, you know, just the importance of Catholic radio, because where are you going to hear things that are being talked about on our channel? So, you know, I just want to thank you so much for being our guest this morning and for all the support, time, talent, and treasure that you've offered us over the years. I mean, we greatly appreciate it. And for those listening who want to maybe get some investor, Marion, and investor coaching from you, what's your website or how can people get in touch with you?
The easy thing is the number is 317-888-9465.
Very good. Brian Weiss, CEO and President of Marion Investor Coaching, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, and thank you to all of you on the volunteer side and those that support Catholic Radio for everything that you do as well.
As Gordon said, it takes a Catholic village.
Yes, that's so true. Well said.
God bless you, Brian.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people are putting their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is produced by Catholic Radio Indy. This program and all Faith in Action programs can be heard or downloaded as podcasts from CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a comment or suggestion for guests or topics for the program, please contact Bridget. That's B-R-I-G-I-D, Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400. This program has been pre-recorded.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.